Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Total Clearance. Der Snooker-Podcast mit Andreas Thies und Christian Oehmicke auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Am Montag kehrt Snooker zurück in die heimischen Wohnzimmer. Zuschauer vor Ort sind zwar noch nicht erlaubt, aber per Stream oder der heimischen Fernbedienung kann Mann und Frau wieder dabei sein, wenn in Milton Keynes die Championship League beginnt. Ein Turnier, das neu geschaffen worden ist, um die World Snooker Tour wieder ins Laufen zu bekommen und den Spielern auch eine Möglichkeit zu schaffen, Matchpraxis und Preisgeld zu sammeln. Eurosport wird täglich ab 16 Uhr von diesem Turnier berichten. Ein Spieler, der dabei sein wird, ist Kyron Wilson. Wilson war vor der Corona-bedingten Zwangspause in Topform. Finale bei den Welsh Open, als er in einem fantastischen Halbfinale Ronnie O'Sullivan besiegen konnte, sowie der Finaleinzug beim letzten Turnier vor der Pause auf Gibraltar standen auf seiner Habenseite. Doch dann kam auch für Wilson die Zwangspause. Wie er die überstanden hat, was er sich vom Turnier und dem Rest der Saison ausrechnet und wie er die Nachricht vom Rücktritt von Peter Ebdon aufgenommen hat, hat er mir im Interview erzählt. Viel Spaß dabei. Kyron, thanks for your time.
No problem, Andreas. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing? The first question in these times, how are you doing? How is your family doing?
Yeah, I'm okay. Me and my family are well, and I've got two young children. So most of my sort of lockdown has been keeping them occupied the whole time. So yeah, they're getting a bit bored now, but they're healthy. That's the main thing.
Yeah, healthy. That's the main thing. You played the last tournament in Gibraltar before the world locked down, and you played obviously great, reached the final. What was the experience like playing there, knowing the world was about to shut down?
Yeah, it was really strange because my wife always does the Gibraltar Open with me. We quite like it as a bit of a holiday getaway as well as a snooker tournament. So on the Friday was the first day that I played and she was allowed in to watch all of my matches. And as of the Saturday, that's when the sort of the law came in that nobody else was allowed in the arena.
Okay.
So my wife had to stay in the hotel for 2 days. So that was really strange. But yeah, you just had to get on with it. And it helped that the TV cameras were still on because it brought a little bit of adrenaline, I suppose. I think if there was no TV, it would have been very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Have you been able to come home safely after the tournament?
Yeah, I actually had a flight booked from Malaga.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think Spain was hit quite hard. So we decided to take the risk and book a flight from Gibraltar just to be a little bit more on the safe side. So we flew directly out of Gibraltar and, yeah, we were fine.
Yeah. What did you do during the last 10 weeks? Have you had the opportunity to practice? How much did you practice during the last weeks? I saw an interview with Roger Federer. He said he hadn't had a racket on for 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, I had a snooker room built about a year ago onto my house, but I decided that I wasn't using it enough, so I put a small pool table in there for my children to play on as well. But when this lockdown came into effect,
okay,
I decided to get like an old billiard table set up just in case I wanted to practice. Mm-hmm. But to be honest with you, I hardly played at all.
Yeah.
We've had nice weather here, so, you know, I've had some many, you know, fun times in the garden with my children and just enjoying the sunshine, really. So, no, I haven't played that much.
And we got the news that the Championship League will be held in Milton Keynes from next week on. Since when are you practicing right now?
Yeah, so my club have let me back in. I've been in for probably the last week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm starting to, you know, start to play quite well now in practice. And yeah, obviously, the whole setup in Milton Keynes for the Championship League really seems like it's got the recipe to work. We're going to be isolated there 24 hours after being tested. And yeah, you know, fingers crossed, everything runs smoothly and, you know, all the fans get their sort of taste of snooker back in their lives.
Yeah, and Eurosport will look forward to that too. How much do you look forward to the Championship League? Because it's a new tournament. It's a tournament after 10 weeks of a break. How much do you look forward to that?
Yeah, really, really looking forward to it. It's nice to have something to practice for. Obviously, the World Championships, which is scheduled for the end of July, mm-hmm. Is a long way away. And, you know, if it was just that, I probably would still be at home sort of relaxing with my family. But having a tournament a little bit closer that you can work towards, it gets you into the club and it makes you want to practice. And I really enjoy the Championship League, which we normally play. But obviously, there's a bit more to it this time. It's live on Europe, Eurosport across Europe and ITV across the UK. So, there's a little bit more about it this time around. I think it'll be a good tournament.
You will play in one group with Ryan Day, Alfie Burden and Chen Fai Long. When will you travel to Milton Keynes?
I play on Wednesday, the 3rd yep. of June. So I have to go, I believe, 24 hours before, which will obviously be on the Tuesday.
And then you will be in the hotel, or where will you stay for the group tournament?
Yeah, part of the venue in Milton Keynes, the MK Arena. I believe it's got a hotel that is attached mm-hmm. to the arena, so it's isolated to the snooker players. So, it's perfect to host a tournament in these difficult times.
Yeah. 10 weeks without a tournament. In former times, it was normal. In these times, it's a strange sight. What do you expect from the tournament? Who will handle these conditions the best?
Obviously, you've always got to go with the great players. You know, there's lots of very good players in there. I think it's going to be difficult to get used to the format because it's four frames, mm-hmm. Obviously win, lose or draw. So I think the first frame in every match is going to be huge because if you lose it, you have to win three straight frames. Mm-hmm. So I think it's whoever gets off to the best start is going to become favourite for every match. But you'd still like to think that your top players are going to be there or thereabouts.
Yeah, let's move forward to the World Championships. The World Championships are set up to be played from the end of July until mid-August. We all hope it can go ahead as planned. How do you think will it feel to play at the Crucible Theatre without an audience? What do you think?
Yeah, it's going to be really strange, isn't it? Obviously, we're used to being in the Crucible. It's a very compact atmosphere and the crowd are literally... Sometimes when you feel like you're pulling back the queue, they can grab your queue out of your hand. So to not have that feeling, it will be strange. But at the end of the day, it's still the World Championships. There's still the same title on the line. There's still all the great players that participate. So, you know, that's what you've got to put into perspective. You've still got to play well to win the tournament.
Yeah. Last question. Peter Ebdon retired last month. He was like a mentor for you. Did you know he wanted to retire? What was your first reaction to that?
Yeah, he called me quite about a week or two after Gibraltar, actually. He called me and obviously said commiserations for losing in the final and then told me about his problem with his neck and his back. And, just said, look, I can't recover from this. Unfortunately, I am going to have to retire. So for me personally, it's I'm gutted because he's been a great friend to me and my family. And he's helped me a lot since I was like 6 years old. Mm-hmm. So I practice with him day in, day out. And he's brought my game on no end. And, you know, I owe a lot of my success to Peter. So. It's very disappointing for me to see that he's retired, but you know, he's had a great career and I wish him all the best for the future.
Nice talking to you, Karen Wilson. Thanks for your time and best of luck at the Championship League from next week on.
Thank you very much. Stay safe and take care.
You too, please.
Cheers.
Das war Kyron Wilson, der sich zum Zeitpunkt des Interviews in einem Snookerclub in Northampton aufhielt, um sich dort auf die am Montag beginnende Championship League vorzubereiten. Ihr könnt das Turnier auf Eurosport in voller Länge sehen, entweder im Fernsehen oder im Livestream habt ihr die Möglichkeit, jeden Tag dabei zu sein. Kyron Wilson wird seine Gruppenphase am Mittwoch, den 3. Juni, bestreiten. Auch Total Clearance wird in den nächsten 10 Tagen regelmäßig Updates zum Turnier aus Milton Keynes bringen. Wenn euch gefällt, was Christian Oemeke und ich machen, freuen wir uns über Rezensionen und Bewertungen auf iTunes. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Bis zum nächsten Mal. Auf Wiederhören.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Total Clearance, der Snooker-Podcast mit Andreas Thies und Christian Oemeke auf meinsportpodcast.de.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.